guess who we have here?
¿Qué pasó?
Jesse.
These guys are the cool guys that give me a lot of support and on all my shenanigans. They say, okay, let's do it. But we have to be involved as well.
Yes.
And they have the greatest news. And I decided to give them the opportunity to do it because they are the guys that kind of tell me how to step in line and whatnot. And today we have really good stuff. So I'd rather hear that from them than someone else. So,
well, Leo is mi vecino de radio. So he comes on right after my show at 1. And it's always nice to hear his mix of stuff. And he has played a lot of empanadas ilegales, ooh, as has Jesse, as have I on our show.
Everyone and at CJSF.
We love this album. It's really good.
We love empanadas
Sancocho
ilegales.
Sancocho trifásico, three-phase sancocho. And sancocho is like a stew.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of stuff. So you think, you know, many, many different versions across time.
A very apt name for the album, you know?
It's, very apt name. Really, absolutely, because it is a mix of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that West Coast kind of psychedelic rock. You get, obviously, classic cumbia. You get mixes from not just Mexico, but Central America as well, too.
Everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's top in the charts.
It is. It has been number one on our charts multiple times over the past month.
And this is why I wanted them to come and tell you straight out of their mouth, because, I mean, it's amazing, and we feel really proud and happy over Empanadas Ilegales, guys.
Yeah,
they're local. Yeah, they're crushing it. Yeah. And so can you guys please tell us a little bit more about the charts and how they charted? I hear that they charted what?
They charted, I believe, up to number 8 or 9 on the national earshot charts.
Oh, so my God, 8 or 9.
In Canada, CGSF submits charts to two places. One is a mix of United States and Canada, and then there's one that's just Canadian radio stations that are campus, community, non-commercial radio kind of thing, and that's called earshot. And we submit a top 30 chart to that every single week. And Empanadas has been either first or second for the past month. It's just been a fantastic album.
Yeah, they haven't stopped charting.
Yep.
And they just keep going. And this is just the one chart. And I also heard that they were number one and number two in other different charts.
That's true. On other places, on other the international charts over at CFUV in Victoria, and a few other radio stations around BC as well as
Toronto,
across the country.
Edmonton.
Yeah, Toronto. Yeah, they've charted over there. They've charted in
Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal as well, too, on genre charts as well as top 30 charts.
Yeah, and this week they are number 9 on the national charts. Last week they're number 8. So,
and these are the national charts.
The national charts from all campus
top
community
50.
Stations across the country.
Can you guys hear that? So thank you guys, because this is not us. It is Empanadas Ilegales and you guys.
Absolutely.
Who like their music, who listen to their music, who buy their merch, who buys their music,
yep,
who supports, posts, likes, and shares, comments, attends, you know, place. And we were just happy to see that we're doing something right.
Absolutely.
Once again.
Absolutely.
Always great to see some local representation on the national scale. So
yes,
it's great.
And so we're going to take it away with actual vinyl here.
That's right. Vinilo.
El vinilo. And who's going to do the honor, guys?
We've got from Empanadas Ilegales, fantastic album, Sancocho Trifásico. We have the track Mano Peluda.
Vámonos, Pancho. What are you going to say to Pancho? What are you going to say to Pancho? Get back to work, Pancho. Come on, man. Get out of here, man. Pancho.
Héctor, Estrada, adiós.
Enjoy the show.
preguntas por mí. Por mí.
The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Keep listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We just listened to Coyotes, no, I'm sorry, con La Clave, Orquesta La Clave, lo que te queda. Empanadas Ilegales, Chicharra y Sancocho Trifásico. Los Furios, they're going to be hosting a show with Kawama at the Waldorf, con una más. Empanadas Ilegales, con Mano Peluda, Sancocho Trifásico. This is Leo Luna broadcasting live from CJSF 90.1 FM. Up next, Coyotes y Demonios, Sin Miedo. Keep listening to CJSF on the Open Mic Programming.
Cielo sin miedo, con los pies en la tierra, disfruta la carrera, celebra la espera, déjalo salir, inspira la esfera, escupe los demonios que contienes por dentro, sigue los consejos de la chica que te tiene contento, dila, no hay por qué estar corriendo, atardecer a tu lado, la mantiene sonriendo, la vista es hermosa, disfruta el trayecto, estoy en una nube por el momento. Vértigo de ver a lo que estoy subiendo. Sin miedo, se trata de perder el control. Wow, es la pasión. Sin miedo, se trata de perder el control. Wow, es la pasión. Solo el cobarde se queda sin éxito. Tan pesados que somos y volamos muy lejos. Tan iris que somos y aún estamos a tiempo. Mucha la experiencia, nada que ver con los viejos. En fin, aunque solo inspiré la libertad en el raid. Es música que ver. Respira la montaña, la vista del agua. Los coyotes tocar, ella me acompaña. Sin miedo, se trata de perder el control. Wow.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Since January, every city-owned building in Chicago has been powered by clean, renewable energy, and that includes more than City Hall.
We also operate two airports, O'Hare International Airport, one of the largest in the world, as well as Midway. And then we have a portfolio of hundreds of buildings, fire stations, police stations, community centers.
Jared Policicchio, the city's deputy chief sustainability officer, says by transitioning from fossil fuels, Chicago is driving more clean energy onto the grid. About 70% of the city's renewable energy comes from a new solar farm in central Illinois, which was built in large part because Chicago committed to buying electricity from the project. With more than 1 million panels, it's the largest solar installation east of the Mississippi River.
So it's truly immense.
Right now, Chicago is meeting most of its remaining energy needs by buying energy credits from other renewable electricity providers. But in the future, the city plans to get most of that energy from small local installations. For example, it recently installed rooftop solar on a public library on the south side. So Chicago is demonstrating how big cities can build a cleaner, more climate-friendly future. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.